From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Here we are again, talking secret things about a secret thing we call the secret life of motherhood. I do not get paid every time I say secret.
Well, what is not a secret and that we are very proud of is that we have surpassed the 1,000 listens mark on the Secret Life of Motherhood podcast. So thank you is what I want to say. To every single person that has listened. It is absolutely amazing, and I hope that we're going for 10,000 more.
Yes, I second that. It makes me so excited to know that there are people out there who really click and connect with the stuff that we talk about. So thank you so much. Keep sharing. Keep going to the Nova website, nova.com.na. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You're not going to regret it, clearly. 1,000 other people say you're not going to. One of those 1,000 people that are enjoying our show currently sent us a little message earlier this week and asked if we could sort of open the question up to our little group and ask their experiences about having kids with a massive age difference. So having one that's 2 years old and another that's 12 years old type of thing. And Christine and I are both sort of kids from a big age gap family. How, like, my sister is 10 years older than I am. My brother's 8 years. Christine, I think you're also somewhere like in the 10-year gap.
Yeah, so my sister, I'm actually on the other side of the age gap. So my sister is almost 10 years younger than me. She was almost 12 years younger than my brother.
Sure.
So we were just on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of feedback on our WhatsApp group of parents, of moms specifically, talking about their big age gap experience and saying they really fight a lot. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to find activities that everyone enjoys. One mom said the beach and baking are apparently always a winner for an activity that everyone will enjoy. In my house, baking, no one enjoys that together. We love baking. We just shouldn't do it together.
Together as a team. No.
Yeah. But I guess it all boiled down, interestingly, to exactly the same thing that parents with kids that have smaller age gaps and even parents with only children experience.
It's hard. That's the crux of it. It is
hard. They fight anyway. My kids are 3 years apart and they fight all the time. Oh my goodness. I can't with the mama, are you gonna dad kiss you? And promising each other that you're never gonna come to my birthday party again.
Well, I've got a single child. Him and I, and him and my husband, fight all the time. So the fighting doesn't stop, no matter whether there's one or two or three. Doesn't matter how big the age gap is. So it's just, it's hard, man.
Yeah. So we just wanted to reassure parents with large age gaps that it's not going to be, no matter what people tell you, it wasn't going to be easier when they were closer to each other. So that basically is that conversation.
What I will just add is now in my more mature years, my siblings and I get on really well. So there is hope in future. There is hope.
There definitely is. For now, all we can do is talk about the things that are hard and laugh at them and make jokes about them. And that is what we have decided to do today.
Yes.
Because there are some seriously funny mom tweets out there. Yeah. And we thought that we would share a few and have a good giggle. Anne doesn't know what I'm going to read and I don't know what she's going to read. And since we're in two different cities, it makes it even more surprising. So, Anne, you're going to go first?
I'm seeing in front of me a picture of Beyoncé, the Queen Bee, dressed absolutely beautiful. Beautiful earrings, a nice hat, nails are done, sunglasses, and one of her mini-me's is sitting next to her, so they're clearly like at a fashion show or something. And in Beyoncé's hand, she's got stuff. Snacks and cool drinks and everything. And it says, motherhood is being the snack holder for children, no matter how fabulous you look. That's true. And they also always tend to think that you have like five pairs of arms, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll have something in each hand, something small. Like, I can't carry that. My hands are full. Yeah, mate. Okay.
Your turn.
Sometimes I wish I could be the load of laundry in my dryer so I could sit in a dark, quiet space and everyone would ignore me for at least a week.
Same, same. I'm pretty sure moms are part of some sort of scientific experiment to prove that sleep is not a crucial part of survival.
Yeah,
that's true.
Since Christmas is around the corner, an elf on the shelf that screams, oh my God, I'm in so much pain, please stop, you're killing me, every time it hears your kid whine, that would work.
That would work very well. The doctor asks, do you have kids? The woman replies, yes, I have three kids. The doctor asks, do you drink? The woman replies, yes, I have three kids.
My home decor style is category 5 hurricane.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
I was cleaning my floors this morning before work because I just could not anymore. And I was ashamed at how much junk was on my floor.
Lift up your head, look ahead, don't look down. Here's one that I am constantly, well, currently, this is my life at the moment. Every time I say no, my kid hears, ask again. She didn't understand the question. Oh,
yep.
Goodness. And then we get to the point where I'm just like, dude, can you stop arguing? I am the mom, you are the child. And
you know, there comes a point, like after the 7th time, where you just have to say, because I said so. I don't know if other parents don't get to that point. Maybe there are parents that don't. I explain and I explain. And then at some point, I'm just like, because I said so, and I'm the boss.
Ever want to answer a question with a middle finger? Because that's where I am right now.
I mean, are you even a parent if you haven't flipped off your child?
That's what I was going to say. When my child went through that lovely, terrible 2 phase, I would literally, almost every time he would turn around and walk away, I would pull a face at his back or something. Are you even a mom? Absolutely.
I don't know what day of the week it is, but I can tell you how many minutes are left until my kid's bedtime.
And it feels towards the end of the year, it feels like that needs to happen sooner and sooner and sooner. But then you feel guilty for wishing your child could just go to bed, don't you?
Yep.
Yep.
My child's only been home for 30 minutes from school and she's already spoken for 40 of them.
Yep. I just got to clear the air here. You've got 2 girls. I've got a boy. And this whole thing of like girls use more words per day. They talk a lot more. That's because my son has got extreme verbal diarrhea most days. What like I catch myself constantly saying this, and it's one of the things my mom used to say when we were little, and I used to promised myself I would never ever say it, yet here I am. So I would say when it gets really loud and he goes yap, 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 I would put my hands out and I would say, can you just stop for a minute? I can't even hear myself think. Yeah, here I am turning into my mom. She's cool though, so that's not too bad.
So I'm always shocked how I can't keep a houseplant alive, but I have two kids.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, funny how that happens, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a funny one. I'm looking for a moisturizer that hides the fact that I've been tired since 2010.
When you find it, let me know.
I'll let you know. You know that that tired under eye makeup is now a trend. So we are trending at the moment. Yeah, baby.
Okay, we're cool again. We were talking about how baking in my house is just not an activity that any of us enjoys, even though we love baking.
Mm-hmm.
Great British Bake Off, but you pair every contestant with a three-year-old who really wants to help.
Yes. That awkward moment when you realize you just punished your kid for acting exactly like you. That's annoying when that happens.
It is annoying, and that's maybe something that we can talk about in future, is the things that you tell your kids not to do, but you realize that they probably learned it from you, because I've got a few of those.
Yeah.
But I'm an adult. I can do them. If by gentle parenting you mean I whisper, what the actual f***, under my breath instead of yelling it out loud, then yes, I do gentle parent.
Motherhood, when going out for one night, takes more planning and preparation than a wedding.
My son's teacher just emailed all the parents to say she hoped we had a long and relaxing weekend, as if she doesn't know the kids have been home with us. Because it's a Friday as we're recording this, and you actually said to me when, you know, we started talking, Fridays mean nothing now. Nothing.
Mm-mm. No, it's just a thing we say because, you know, we hear it all the time, but it means nothing.
Yeah. My kids have been watching Bluey and they've started saying, oh, biscuits, instead of, oh, shit. So don't tell me screen time isn't beneficial.
Toddlers making diaper changes look like MMA cage fights since the dawn of time. I mean,
I don't miss that. I really don't.
I don't. That was CrossFit 101.
Yeah. So, I mean, these things are endless. We can go on for hours. And what we will do is we'll share some of these on the Secret Life of Motherhood Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage you to go and check it out and share some of the funny tweets and memes and one-liners that you have found. Mm-hmm. And let's just all have a really good giggle, because this is the only thing we can do is laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's too late to go back now.
Can't put them back where they came from. You know, this is life now, and we must just suck it up, buttercup, and get on with it.
And before anyone cancels us, we love our kids, okay? I love my kids to death and back. It's hard because I've given up so much for them, and I will do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wishing them away.
Mm-mm.
Neither is Anne.
Mm-mm.
We're just being honest about the secret life of motherhood. And we will catch you right here again next week on Nova 103.5 is when you can listen to us on Wednesdays. You can also catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on the nova.com.na. website.
Till next time.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.